This is Darren Kuhn with the Masculine Journey podcast, where we search the ancient paths to find ways that God brings light into a dark world and helps set men free from the struggles that we all face on a day-to-day basis. Your Chosen Truth Network podcast is starting in just a few seconds. Enjoy it, share it, but most of all, thank you for listening and for choosing the Truth Podcast Network.
This is the Truth Network. Kingdom Pursuits, where you hear from ordinary people instilled with an extraordinary passion. Together we explore the stories of men and women who take what they love and let God turn their passion into Kingdom Pursuits. Now, live from the Truth Booth, your host, Robbie Dillmore.
We have an amazingly different show. I'm going where I have really never gone before today on Kingdom Pursuits. So this should be interesting. I'm actually very excited to hear where it goes, but I'm going to open up doors I hadn't opened up before. But before I do that, I should tell you, because I messed up in the Christian Car Guy show. I know that could happen, that I was supposed to say this during the Christian Car Guy show, but I want to say it now, that today at 1 o'clock, The Cure is coming on a very special episode with Amy Cabo. If you've never listened to that show, it's so amazing. And they have a special guest, Dr. Hoffman, and they're expanding on, you know, how to hold on to our sanity in the pandemic. And Dr. Hoffman's a really special guest, and they're excited. I'm excited about that show. So excited. Actually, Amy's going to be able to call in at the end of Kingdom Pursuits and kind of share what's going on with that. So yesterday morning, we did a devotion at the Truth Network, which was so wonderful to be back in full swing now that we have Beth Ann and, you know, leading those here back with us. And yesterday morning we were praying about what's going on in Minneapolis. And when we did, one of the employees here, one of, you know, our staff, all of a sudden, you know, almost went to tears, as he's a black man, of talking about that based on the events of Minneapolis, he had to have the talk with his son. And of course I was looking at him, what does that mean, you have to have the talk with your son? And he said, it means that I have to share with him how dangerous it is to be a black man in the presence of a police officer. Your life is literally can be at risk, and you don't know, they might be the nicest kind of, and they might be the real idea of a policeman, but you don't know where they necessarily stand, and they have authority over you. And so you have to be on your guard constantly, and you can never go anywhere where there are police officers where you're not on your guard. And I know you all don't understand that, but it breaks our hearts. And if you're wondering why all that stuff's going on, it's kind of what's going on with that. So along those lines, we have guests lined up today. One of them didn't know he was going to talk about that at all, but actually he has a very wonderful ministry to help people with employment. He actually is Don Crosby with Global Behavior, which it kind of fits in with this, Don, but you know, actually what Don does is help people find good fits when it comes to employees on their, you know, essentially, well, I'll let you explain it, Don.
Well, Robbie, first of all, it's nice to be on the air with you again. It's been quite a while, but the whole gist of what we do is really connecting the behaviors, the success behaviors of someone, so they can really excel to be, you know, having a fulfilled life. And life is so short. And I think one of the things that so many of us question is our purpose in life, and connecting the dots of our purpose, what's in our heart, with our walk with the Lord, and then a career. And so, in a nutshell, that's kind of what we do.
And it's exactly what you do. And it's really, really cool. They really help people kind of see some things about their own, you know, personality traits and those kind of things, which actually does fit in kind of with what we're going to be talking about today as well with Gordon. I'm going to try his name. I've had him on before, and I should know it. Is it Klingenschmidt?
Yes, sir. Absolutely. You got it on the first try out the box.
I had practice the last time you were on. But Gordon, you have a whole way of looking at this from a moral perspective, which is absolutely beautiful. And, you know, I'm really interested in your input today, as well as Don's. And, you know, how Don allows people to take their glory and use it to build the kingdom, you in your own way are kind of adding God's glory into the equation and helping us see, you know, what would that look like morally?
Well, I'm a former Navy chaplain and a former state legislator, and I'm very compassionate toward the victims of crime in any case, you know, especially for George Floyd and his family, who I believe were murdered in the streets of Minneapolis by apparently racist police officer Derek Chauvin. Has now been arrested on third-degree murder charges and manslaughter charges by the county attorney there in Minneapolis. And we pray for justice. We pray that nobody is ever mistreated by the police. We pray that everybody obeys the law. And the irony of this is that because one policeman disobeyed the law, and that's an oxymoron, right? The policemen are supposed to enforce the law, not disobey the law. Now everyone thinks they can disobey the law, and you see riots breaking out. You see people, you know, burning down or looting Target and the auto parts store and the police station itself, and it's spreading to other cities. Like, I happen to be in Colorado Springs, but Denver has been under fire with people in the streets and gunshots. And the spirit of lawlessness began as a spark in Minneapolis, and now lawlessness is creating victims all over America.
Yeah, so you can see we're loaded for bear today on Kingdom Pursuits. And actually, I accidentally took Don off, but I find it you know, it's going to be right along these lines, because Don actually, I've had him on years ago, and I know Don pretty well, that he is all about finding a round peg for a round hole kind of thing. But this has to do with where's your sweet spot and what is it that you love to do. So in spite of the fact that this is a very heavy-duty topic today, right?
I know where this is going. Because you're compelled.
Because I just have to be me. You know, I got to be me. And yeah. So if I'm going to be me, you know, I've got to make a little bit light of all this. And so, you know, speaking of race, so here we go. I don't know if you knew this bit, Bethann, but I once owned two racetracks.
Oh, nice.
But I rented them to others. Yep. I was the lesser of two ovals.
Turn left.
I really did think I was on track. As you know, one good turn deserves another. And someday I may even write my autobiography. Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
And I also heard this the other day. The horse racers, you know, they all had shorts on that were just a little too small for them. So it was a painfully tight race. That could happen. I don't know if you know this, Don, but here's a rule that you can live by. Never race silkworms. You know why, Don?
I can't wait to find out, Robin.
They always end up in a tie. It's just what they do.
The silk made a tie.
Yeah. They always end up in a tie. You know what I'm saying?
I love it.
That's what happens with silk. Anyway. So, you know, at the end of all that, I actually, as always, will get to a actual Bible riddle today. I have one along those lines. So, when King Solomon played the race card, he said not so fast, right? He actually said the race doesn't go to the swift. What book in the Bible would you find that the race doesn't go to the swift? 866-348-7884. You got a chance to win. We will hope you'll call in. 866-348-7884. And if they do, Bethann, tell them what they'll win.
Oh, Robbie! We're going to go deep into the Kingdom Pursuits prize closet. And it's going to be a great giveaway, a book, a t-shirt. Who knows what it will be?
Oh, and it's loaded. It's loaded. So all you got to do is call us at 866-348-7884. And tell us, when King Solomon played the race card, he said, not so fast. The race doesn't go to the swift. What book of the Bible is that in? 866-348-7884. We got so much more with Don Crosby and Gordon Klingenschmidt coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom. And we're talking building the kingdom behaviorally today on Kingdom Pursuits. We've got Don Crosby with Global Behavior and Gordon Klingenschmidt with the Minneapolis Race Riding and Prejudice from a Moral Perspective. So, Don, you know, and I think Gordon as well, I might throw this question to both of you, that I think we can all agree, and I'm sure everybody on staff here at Truth Network would agree that what happened with the policeman was just absolutely crazy wrong, and what happens with the rioting looks like it's crazy wrong. But in the middle of all that, here at Truth Broadcasting, and I imagine it at companies around the world, there are white and black employees, and the black people that I'm working with, their hearts are ripped by these things. They're clearly facing things that I really have never faced and don't even know how to think about that. So my question really is, in the middle of that, and it's a very sincere question, is how can I love the people that I'm around well in understanding? Because, how, you know, Don, you're all about, you know, somebody coming into their glory and working in their sweet spot, but if they're brokenhearted and they're upset by the situation going on around them, you know, how can we put our arm around them? It's just awkward.
Well, it's a pretty tough subject, and it's extremely deep. You know, as I was listening to you, Robbie, I was thinking about one of the projects that I had. I was working with some prisons in the area of Louisiana, different parts of Louisiana in the South. And I'd go in and work with inmates. And, you know, here I am, 5'10", 175 pounds, you know, clean cut golf shirt. And inmates are being bussed in with shackles from another ward. And they've all taken our scan. And my position is to work with them on reentering society. And you look at these guys that are just brokenhearted, and you see the emptiness in their eyes. And so I think, Robbie, one of the ways to answer that is, you know, communicating, you know, our love, our Christ-like love for people through our eyes of compassion. And, you know, it's that one universal language that everybody has is, you know, communicating through the eye. But, yeah, it's tough because it uncovers generational curses from way back. And it's a subject that we could talk on for a long time. But behaviorally, it's fascinating because people, you know, you are how you thinketh. And but behaviorally is how you express if it's anger, it's going to be predictable on how you present your anger. So it's really fascinating topic, Robbie.
Yeah, I that's where I am. So I'm really glad, you know. And Gordon, same question.
Well, I think the way we show compassion for people who are victims of crime is to listen to them and to minister to them and to support them. And if they go through a court process, a lot of times crime victims will have to testify or have to support their friends who are testifying in a different case than their own. But I think the black community has been victimized. In this particular case, when Derek Chauvin put his knee on the neck of George Floyd and killed him. You know, it's something that's outrageous, and it's something that deserves outrage. And we, you know, as white people who have not faced that kind of racial injustice, as we listen to their voices and feel their outrage with them, and then, you know, advocate for appropriate measures of justice to better train police officers, to better screen police officers. I understand this Derek Chauvin cop has had 18 complaints and two disciplinary actions against him in the past. You know, some people don't need to be police officers. Some people don't need to be.
Right. Well, I want to go back, and I couldn't agree with you more on that, Gordon. I want to go back to something you said, which I think is really, really helpful. I think Don was kind of saying the same thing, but I'm trying to think of the name. I think it's called The Insanity of God, is a book that was written by a man that was, you know, working in Somalia with these people that were dying of starvation, and they were, there was no money, no food, no water, no anything. And so they thought that the way to meet these people's need was to bring in the food, bring in the water, bring in the whatever it is, you know. But what they discovered was what the people desperately needed to do was to tell their story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And to sit there and listen, you know, spoke to the heart, and I hadn't even, you know, I know that because I did the interview, you know, but I'm sitting there thinking, wow, Gordon, that's really helpful. I mean, like, just to ask, how are you feeling? I mean, tell me what you're experiencing. You know, what does this feel like? You know, I have another friend I just recently discovered, was arrested on some horrible charges. I won't even go into that. And I emailed him because I was a little disappointed that he hadn't let me know that. And in his email back, he said, well, Robbie, every friend I have has turned and run away. Wow. And, you know, this is a Christian friend. And often I've, you know, people that get incarcerated when they're Christians, that's a scary thing. Like, man, if I just need to hear what's going on in your life, you know? And so I love that. And Don, you know, did that fit into the picture when you were working with those inmates as well?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And as I was listening to Gordon, you know, talking, ironically this last week, I was contacted by a large city to participate in a bid for to be used by their sheriff's department for understanding their police officers and dispatch in the entire department. And what they're looking for more is a psychologist to get into the psychology of the personality, which is a misfit where you need to have an understanding of the entire behavior. And I completely agree that there's some people that are in certain positions of law enforcement that maybe they shouldn't be. And, you know, maybe they have the heart for it, but maybe their temperament is just too strong, is too impulsive, or what have you. And, but to get into these organizations and to assist them is like trying to break into, you know, Fort Knox. It's just very difficult to get into a law enforcement to prove that you can help them.
Well, this could be, you know, just the shock, the shakeup that they need to realize that they need help. And wow, I hadn't even thought about that, Don. I mean, that's brilliant. That, wow, if we could do a better job of screening police officers, they would never hit the street.
Right.
And we could get into questions along these lines in understanding their personalities better before we ever end up, you know, not just against black people, against prejudice of any kind. You know, you could find somebody
period.
That didn't like Muslims or, you know, yep. whatever it was that, you know, you don't want that guy as a policeman.
Yeah, I mean, I've assessed quite a few policemen through my 30 years of experience of working with companies and people and the radio show and my book and so forth. And there's such predictability. And each time with the policeman that I assessed, I don't want to call profile, but assessed, the stress was absolutely shattering. And the satisfaction was absolutely non-existent. And I felt so sorry for this guy that has to be a public servant, but emotionally he is just, he has nowhere to turn. And,
I couldn't agree with you more, Don. I was wondering, Gordon, I mean, you see that as well, that obviously not only are we now looking at, or black people wondering if they're safe around the policeman, every policeman is looking over his shoulder going, everybody thinks I'm that guy.
Well, you know, as a 20-year veteran of our armed forces, I've worn a uniform. I respect our men and women in uniform, especially those in blue who are charged now with policing the streets and mm-hmm. tampering down, hopefully, the riots or the firebombings or the violence, the gunshots that we read about in Denver at the state capitol. The spirit of lawlessness is a demon. And when it gets inside of one person, then it can get inside another person. And pretty soon you have 10 people and 100 people and 1,000 people exercising lawlessness and selfishness. And just because someone has offended you doesn't give you the right to go around and offend others. Everyone ought to just take a step back, renounce the demon, renounce the lawlessness, and get back to a law and order society where police themselves follow the law, which was not done in this case. And without that kind of justice, there cannot be peace, as the protesters themselves admit.
Well, right in the middle of that, we got to go to a break. So you can see we got so much more coming up. And I'm shocked that nobody knew which book in the Bible King Solomon played the race card by saying, hey, not so fast. Race doesn't go to the swift. You can call in and win, 866-348-7884. Got so much more coming up with Don and Gordon. Stay tuned. Welcome back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build a kingdom. Today we're talking about behavior, and we've got Don Crosby and Gordon Klingenschmidt here to talk about, you know, what's going on in Minneapolis, but also how to the whole work behavior, finding the right person for the right job, all those kind of things. But first up, we got Riddlers on the line who can tell us, you know, when King Solomon played the race card, he said, not so fast. This race doesn't go to the swift. What book of the Bible is that in? Let's see. First up, we got Sandy is in Charlotte. But Rich in Greensboro, if she gets the answer right, just stay on the line. I want to get your information. I want to hear what you have to say as well. So don't hang up if she gets the answer right. So Sandy in Charlotte, you're on Kingdom Pursuits. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what you think?
I appreciate your program, and I wanted to say that it is Ecclesiastes.
Oh, you got it on the first go-round. You're exactly right. That's fantastic. You're a winner, Sandy, by all means. And don't you find that fascinating that, you know, I thought I might trick somebody and they'd say Proverbs, but Ecclesiastes, you know, that's perfect. And I'm curious. When you think about the situation, Sandy, going on in Minneapolis, can you kind of give me what you're thinking?
Well, it hits real close to home to us because my cousin lives there in Minneapolis within sight of what's been going on just a few blocks away. And so I've been talking to him on the phone each night, and he recently spent an eight-day visit with us because of the strict lockdown there in that area. But it is really heartbreaking to see that so many people don't have a godly response to this, and it's because they don't have Christ and haven't experienced His forgiveness so they can extend His forgiveness, and instead they're making a bad situation worse. And So it's sad, but it really does prompt us to pray, and especially for tonight. And he shared that the night before he had a couple that are good friends of his that where they were living was burned down, and everything they owned was in there, including their beloved little dog. And so real people are getting really, really hurt and damaged during this that through no fault of their own.
And when I think about it, Sandy, how wonderful is it that you're there? So your friend does have somebody. We talked about that, you know, just having an ear to listen. Because, you know, wow. Like,
yes,
oh.
That's not. We talked about an hour, and he said, thanks for calling to check on me. And he said, you can call every night if you want to.
Wow. Sandy, thank you so much for sharing that. That was courageous. God bless you. Thanks for calling in today and for winning. And we're going to put you back on hold so Beth Ann can get your information. So we got Rich is in Greensboro. Rich, you're... Oh, he was going to say Ecclesiastes. I'll bet he was. I know that as well. So we'll go back to Gordon and Don. And somebody's got a... Maybe the... Let's see if which it is. It must be Gordon because... Don, are you still with me?
I'm with you, brother.
Okay, Gordon, I think you got your phone's giving us a lot of feedback or something. We may need to call you back in or whatever, but I'll just go to you with a question I was thinking about first is, you know, Gordon mentioned that, you know, about the lawlessness and the spirit of lawlessness and what a neat thing that is that we can pray against this particular spirit. Did I lose Don now too? But that's okay. So we'll get Don back in a minute, and I'll go with Gordon. So, no, we still got that going on with his phone. Gordon, can you hear me okay? Well, I'll just talk with myself for a minute. So my thought was, and hopefully Don's listening somewhere, my thought was that was a really neat insight. That we can pray against the spirit of lawlessness. But the real thing, I have to check my own soul, because I can't control anybody else's behavior, but I can control mine. And one of the things I'm becoming more and more aware of in my life is the difference between blessing and cursing. So even though I may not say something to the people of Minneapolis that I'm mad at for their behavior, or even though I'm not saying anything to the police officer because I'm mad at his behavior. You know, when you start to get mad at somebody else's behavior, there's this cursing aspect to it. And, you know, it's interesting how many times God gives you that, you know, throughout the Old Testament, saying that you can bring a cursing or you can be a blessing. And so somewhere is somebody that's partly, in my view, allowing more of this spirit of lawlessness, because when we begin cursing people, all of a sudden we're giving Satan authority, right? Because if Satan's got authority, then we're allowing that spirit of lawlessness to come in because of our behavior. Our anger over the situation kind of opens the door. And I'm wondering your thoughts, if you heard any of that, Don, as we were struggling with the phones.
Well, I caught a portion of it, and so I'm not sure that I captured the...
Let me see if I can give you the Reader's Digest version. Since we have perfect within our own behavior, as the only person's behavior I know I can control, and I'm pretty bad at that one. So, so we can kind of...
You're a rascal.
But I can kind of control my own ability to curse or to bless. But if I get angry and I... Even though I may not say anything, I am still, in my own way, giving Satan access through my curses to allow this spirit of lawlessness and other bad things to come in, because I am actually cursing people in the midst of all this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, well, we know that we fight against spirits and principalities, and a situation like this simply opens up the avenue for people to react and react out of their out of the different types of temperaments. And the different styles, you know, the looting, all these things are just, it's just simply inappropriate to try to, it doesn't fix the problem. It just adds to the situation. It's actually very embarrassing for the entire city of what it's representing right now. But, it's just, I think we've got a couple different topics going on. You know, we've got, the behavior is how people react. So we see the indifference of looting and destruction as being actually just probably an excuse from people that want to exercise their hatred.
I've only got another minute left, so I'm going to get Gordon in since we got him back, and hopefully. So, Gordon, did you have a chance to hear any of what we were talking about?
No, unfortunately, I dropped off, but I did find a Bible verse that is very relevant to the discussion, Ecclesiastes 9:11. I have seen something else under the sun. The race is not to the swift or the battle to the strong, nor does food come to the wise or wealth to the brilliant or even favor to the learned, but time and chance happen to them all. What is my prize?
I've got this book by this guy, Gordon Kling. We can send your way, but I mean, that's absolutely wonderful. And that's exactly the verse. But
let me talk about my book. I did write a book that you can find on Amazon, How to Liberate the World, a step-by-step guide to take back your country. I hope people read the book, How to Liberate the World. It gives you 30 prayers and 30 powerful tools to take back your country.
Wonderful. We'll be back with another segment here at Kingdom Pursuits. We'll find out more about Gordon's book. We got Amy Cabo on the line. She's going to tell us about what's coming on The Cure, Don Crosby with, again, Global Behavior. So much more coming up. Stay tuned. Back to Kingdom Pursuits, where we hear how God takes your passion and uses it to build the kingdom, and how exciting. As promised, we have Amy Cabo with The Cure with us. And Amy, you got a big show coming up at 1 o'clock. We want to make sure our listeners know that they can tune in to hear you today. You're going to be talking with Dr. Hoffman, right?
Yes, and I want to address all the senseless deaths that are happening, because I like to address issues that are very pressing today. And although we can't do much about the COVID deaths, there's a lot of senseless deaths that can be avoided. And I want to explore what are the causes and how can we help these people so that we can prevent further deaths that are unnecessary.
That's absolutely wonderful. Amy is a dear friend. And let me just tell you, they've got an amazing show always, but today's going to be extra special as they're taking on this topic. And Amy, I'm hoping a lot of people tune in. And they'll call. They can call your show as live as well, and then call at 866-348-7884, right?
Yes, I would love for people to call in, because we need everybody's voice. Everybody has a voice. And I want to hear from everybody how they feel and what they need. We would love to be there to help them.
Thank you for calling in today, Amy, and God bless you. I'm hardly wait myself. I never miss your show. You know that. So, I'm looking forward to 1 o'clock.
You too, Robbie.
That's Eastern time. Wherever you are.
It wouldn't have even started if it wasn't for you. You're an angel.
Thank you. God bless. Bye-bye. So getting back to our situation today, Gordon, I did want you to get a chance to plug your book again. And, you know, clearly this is a way you can see Gordon's got some wonderful biblical insights through some very unique experiences. We've had him on before, and his story is unbelievable. But this book will take them places that really give them some insight, Gordon. Share.
Well, thank you, sir. How to Liberate the World, a step-by-step guide to take back your country, has 30 very short chapters, about 4 pages each. It's a short book, but there are 30 prayers and also 30 power tools of how you can use the levers of political power to take back your country. For example, There's a chapter on how to write a press release and get your story in the newspapers, how to organize a petition drive and get 1,000 people to sign with you, how to lobby your elected official and get them to change the law, how to, you know, become the media and organize your own blog or grow your own email list. There's an entire chapter on fundraising for your cause. And finally, how to run for public office and win, like I did when I won a seat in the Colorado legislature. So you can do all of these things if you read the book, How to Liberate the World, available everywhere, but especially on our website, PrayInJesusName.org. Again, that's PrayInJesusName.org.
That's absolutely wonderful. Thank you, Gordon. And Don, Global Behavior is really a resource that we use here at the Truth Network, actually, to help select employees, help them find their sweet spot, what you're talking about, and tell people how to get up with you, Don. And you've got a podcast as well.
Yeah, well, yeah, a couple of things we got going on. Yeah, the Global Behavior is the what you'd call the day job, working with corporations and all different sizes of businesses, training, teaching, empowering them with our software to basically understand their staff, and which is especially valuable with where the economy is right now, with people being laid off and in preparation of returning. But we also have I've had so many phone calls from corporate executives saying, "Can you do for my family what you did for my company?" So we created a real nice service called Perfection. So Perfection.us is a service that allows people to really, if someone's dating, to understand their date much better, or for a family, or if it's someone going for improving their career. So there's the behavior side is so important through the family component for personal development and family development, as well as the corporate side. And so with that in mind, we started the podcast. It was a spinoff from the radio show Sound Behavior. So soundbehavior.com is our podcast. And then on doncrosby.net is more information about my book, The Why You Do. So, yeah, Robbie, I've got a lot of moving pieces with the area of behavior, because, as you know, that's my passion.
Yeah, and the thing I can take away from this show is, wow, Gordon, I love the insight that we can pray against the spirit of lawlessness, but we can also think about how we could bless those people that are so deceived. And you know, even the guy that's the original perpetrator, but then all the other ones. Gordon, how would you suggest we pray?
Well, why don't we just start? I can offer a prayer if you want.
That'd be wonderful. Yeah, do that.
Father in heaven, we turn to you in the middle of this crisis. And Lord, you are a good lawgiver, and you are the spirit of love. You teaches us to love our neighbor and to endure injustice, even to turn the other cheek, but to prevail in a spirit of love, not in a spirit of recklessness or lawlessness. God bless everyone who is involved in this, especially the victims, as we stand with them against the injustice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Stay tuned. You got so much truth coming at you. The encouraging prayer coming up, followed by the masculine journey, starts here now at 12 o'clock. As you know, The Cure comes on after that. Don't miss it. Today, it's all that truth coming at you on the Truth Network. Thank you for listening.